house is not a mansion. I drive no fancy car. In this world, I may never travel very far. But through all the troubles, the trials that we see, just an old-time Christian, that's all I wanna be. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud to wear His name. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Of Him I'm not ashamed. On a hill called Golgotha, they nailed Him to a tree. It was there that my Savior was not ashamed of me. Don't you look on me in pity and think I'm doing bad. For this life I'm now living, it's the best I ever had. God's plan of salvation is hard for some to see, but just an old-time Christian, that's all I wanna be. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud to wear His name. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Of Him I'm not ashamed. On a hill called Golgotha, they nailed Him to a tree. It was there that my Savior was not ashamed of me. I'm an heir to the Father, a joint heir with the Son. There's a crown of life awaiting for all that overcome. I just want to thank You, Jesus, for the time You set me free. And just an old-time Christian, that's all I wanna be. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm proud to wear His name. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Of Him I'm not ashamed. On a hill called Golgotha, they nailed Him to a tree. It was there that my Savior was not ashamed of me.
Lord, help me pray, dear God. Everybody pray now.
I'm not ashamed. And I'm a child of God.
No
way. Not one bit.
But I'm thankful.
Every day that I live, I'm blessed. Got everything I'll ever need, Brother Ron and Gregory, already. Got everything. Got eternal life. Hope you can pray just a few minutes.
God,
it bothered me. It's in the wrong pocket. As Brother Terry said, this is a special time that's been set aside for the Savior, for a celebration. I've been watching the TV the last few days, and they've been trying to figure out if He's ever got up yet from the grave. What about that?
He definitely got up.
If they read the book, they'll find out he got up. I don't know everything's in that book, but I believe it all. I believe it all, Brother John. I told him there, he said, you can destroy this temple, or tear down this temple, and I'll rear it up again in 3 days.
Yeah, Lord, help me.
They thought he was talking about the building, Brother Lonnie. They said, why, Master, for 40 and 6 years we've worked on this. This morning, folks, I'll pray just a few minutes, and I'll soon get out of the way and let my brothers to preach. But this morning, I'd like to get him upon your heart just a few minutes. Start to say mine, but that won't work. I'd like to get him upon their heart just for a few minutes. Well, why? Because from the mouth confessions will be made, but from the heart man believeth. That's where it counts, brother. That's where it counts this morning. Yes, I want to tell you, folks, that in 3 days he conquered death, hell, and the grave. Is that not right? Oh, yes, he sure did. The old rich man, when he was in torment, he asked him, would you send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool my parching tongue? For I'm tormented in this flame. He said, there's a great gulf fixed, and we can't go. Besides, he said, let him hear Moses and the prophets, and if he won't hear them, he won't hear one, though he rose from the dead. Where did Christ come from? Folks, if he ain't risen, we're in a bad shape. Brother Lon and Gregory, we're preaching in vain if he ain't risen. But then that third and appointed, it was already fixed. Yeah. Will you have that? Yeah. Will you have that? It was already fixed.
There you go,
on that third day. The whole thing was already fixed.
Yeah, Lord.
Before they ever got there.
Before
the foundation, it was already fixed.
Everything was
already laid. No, it just brings in something else to my mind. And no other foundation can any man lay than except that it's already been laid.
Amen.
It was already fixed. That was the whole plan of salvation. And that's what he come for, was for you and I.
There you go, brother.
That's
Tom.
The whole thing. In a nutshell, it's that simple. That's the whole thing. And that third, and a morning they went out there. He done beat him. He done left. He wouldn't even know.
He already got it.
They went. They fixed it so secure that he couldn't get out there. And they even put guards there. Didn't they? They even put a guard there. And the little woman, she was worried how she's going to get the stone away. She was, wasn't she?
Yeah.
When she got there, it's already happened. Already happened. Come and see the place where he laid. Folks, this morning, if he's calling on you, you better put everything that you've got into it. It cost me everything. I had to put everything I had into it. He has to be first and foremost. You'll never get nowhere until he becomes your number one priority. Is that right or wrong?
Yes, sir.
I wanted it more than anything, Brother John, in this whole world. You believe that?
Oh, absolutely.
It was my number one. I didn't have no time for nothing else, Brother Lonnie Gregory. I didn't. I had as much as I could handle. I didn't have no time for nothing else.
Oh, no, sir.
He become my number one. I prayed walking around. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And I become a beggar for Christ's sakes this morning. It's not an easy road, folks. I mean, I wouldn't stand up here and tell you, oh, it's a bed of roses. It's not. It's hard. This old man here was the last thing to go. And right down there by my gate, I can show you where the Lord and me put him up on the altar that morning. About 12:28, I finally got him up on the altar that morning. This morning. Oh, I want to tell you, folks, you don't know what living is till Jesus comes. You don't know. You don't know how good it is till Christ comes. He makes the rough smooth. Oh, yes, he smooths it, Brother Lonnie. He makes the troubles and trials. They don't get too big for him. The problems, they don't get too big. He can handle them, brethren. I don't care what they are. If you're a big sinner, he's a big savior. This morning, they don't get too big for him. If you talk about miracles, he's a foreman of them yet today. And you're looking at one right here, as sure as you live. One that they used to be. They didn't want nothing to do with me, Brother Terry. I'm telling you, it was tough. And one of the brothers preached, I believe it was last night, about the Red Sea. I've experienced it, Brother John. I've been there. And not over there in that country, but I was there one morning, and he visited me right beside my cellar on a Monday morning when I was going to the barn. And I said, Lord, my heart was on the ground. There ain't no place don't look like for me. He said, I said, I parted of the Red Sea and couldn't make a way for a little old you. Whew. Oh, I was ready to go back to church then. I was ready to go back. I kept on digging. I was ready. Time I got to the barn gate, I believe I could have jumped it if it had been shut. It was good news for my four country, you think it wouldn't. He knows what you stand in need of, even before you ask. I was ready to start her again. I was ready to go back to church. I can hinder, he said, and no man can work. And I can work and no man can hinder. Stumbling blocks, he can handle them, boys. He can handle them. If stumbling blocks would have got you, I couldn't have made it. But Jesus Christ is able to handle. He's able to handle what comes down the pike. I guarantee it. He's able. He can do the work. I trust in him. I'd have been a lot better off if I'd have turned it over to him from the very start and let him handle it.
He was willing to
I tried to fix it, but I couldn't fix it, brother. But he fixed it. But when I got old self out of the way and decided to let him do the work, it went a whole lot better, I'll tell you that. And I'd have been a lot better off if I would have just stuck up with him. But I've thought about that, Brother Terry, and I believe that there's necessary. There's so much that you have to go through. If I don't know if you all believe that or not, but I do. I believe that you have to run out of goods, Brother Lonnie. You know what I'm talking about? I believe you have to run out of baggages, Brother Yule used to call it. I believe. I had too much baggage in, brother. And I believe I had to run out. But when I spent it all, that there wasn't nothing else, when that sweet companion of mine, when she, I'll tell this and I'll shut up.
You're all right,
when she, that morning, I want to back up. We was going to Little Mary on an odd Sunday in May. And before we got over there, I said, Mom, these places is all too far away for us. The association is working on it, and I believe Tri-State was there. And I said, next year we can get in. She said, okay. We went over there, And I'll never forget this. Brother Willie Boland was singing an old song. Oh, can't remember the name of it right now, but he was singing that old song. And that time he was wobbly up in his 80s, I guess, brother. And he was a-floating down the aisle of Little Mary Church that day. I'm telling you, it seemed like he was going 20 feet at a step. And he was a-floating. And he, with the help of the Lord, he went, yes, the Lord. When they give the call, I was on the outside. She was on the middle seat. Son, she come over top of that. She run from over me to get up there. Sure she did. And I followed her up to the stand. It was as far as I could go with her that morning. And she joined the church that day. And I thought that I'd already been working hard. Folks, I hadn't done nothing yet till she went in the church. Then I got it in gear, brother. It made a big difference in me. He knowed exactly how to get her, brother. He knowed exactly how to handle it. And it made a big difference in me. And 3 months later, oh, he come to my barn gate down there. And he made me a brand new creature in Christ Jesus the Lord. It didn't take him long to do the work. But the way I done things, it took me a long time to get there. But that was my fault. That was my fault. But if you want to be made brand new, I know the man that's got the keys, as Brother Junior said. I know the man that's got the keys. I know the man for you to see. I know the man for you to get acquainted with. If you want to be made all over a brand new. That morning all things were passed away, and behold, all things become new. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's what happens when you get new in Christ Jesus the Lord. His brother, one of the brothers, I can't even think of his name now. Won't even come to. But that's the way it is. If you want to be a new creature, he'll make you brand new. They'll say, come up here and give me a hand, and this and that, but that won't work. Anything short of being born again, any ounce of it short of being born again, is not good enough. Won't work. That's the only way that I've ever read in that book that you can go to heaven. You must be born again. You must be born again. That's what it says. You must be born again.
Not again, again.
And he can do the work one time and it'll never fall. I have to do work and I have to do it over a lot of times. The cows tears it down or this tears it down. But I want to tell you right now, what's in here, there ain't nothing ever tore it down.
No, never will.
And I don't believe there's anything that can ever get it.
No.
Ain't nothing. Because he's the supreme power.
Yes, sir.
He's the supreme power.
Yes, sir.
He's already been tried. He's the supreme power. And ain't nothing can take the place. Because he spoiled the goods, bound him up, and cast him out. The strong man and the stronger man. That's what it said. And the stronger man come in. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'll get out of the way now and give one of the brothers come.